Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
First things first, we all have those things that happen in our lives that we thought, man, it's in the past, it died, I've buried that. But people always seem to remind you of those things. And yep, I'm going to use that example. You know the story. Back in 2020, there was a break-in on our president's farm, and whoever broke in stole allegedly 1.2 billion rand that was hidden in the furniture. But our president firstly says about that money,
the amount involved is far less than what has been bandied in the press. Babang this morning about to give billion rand. Babang about to give you $4 million and so forth. I want to say it's far less.
Thank you, my president. Do you also say this, by the way?
And I want to reaffirm that I was not involved in any criminal conduct. And once again, I pledge my full cooperation with any form of investigation.
And obviously the president, because this happened in 2020, thought, wait, there'll be an investigation. I've got to run a country, more importantly, about it. No, he's not being selfish here about himself. But we remind him, like, Yakumula Dada.
Can you have a say of some sort?
It's burning in your chest, I can see it.
No, it's not about that. Like, can we have a saying of some sort? Because right now, like, I understand, wow, problem project.
Sorry, what? Public protector? No, I'm not the public protector.
You're the president protector.
But have you ever experienced that where people bring up old things? You're like, we've moved on. Like, you know, let's say, now I get it all the time. Well, in the beginning, then I changed the table on people. Like the divorce. Yeah. Ooh, shame, husband did. Hey, before they even bring the deep word, I tell them, I did right, Joe, before they even bring it up. Because people like to. My uncle who raised me, I think he's getting back at me now with my son. Every time he sees my son, he goes, you know, your father used to steal my car while I was sleeping. My brand new car. Your father would take it and go party with his friends. I'm like, my dad, come on. I was young. Come on, don't do that.
And people remind you about your ex. Because there was a
heartache.
Mm-hmm. Why are you even telling me about
bringing it up?
Why are you bringing these things up now?
I've never asked you. And I hope I'm not like crossing the line here. You've got a scar on the top of your lip here.
Thomas. Yeah.
Am I bringing up things that you...
Yeah. I was telling you,
what happened?
It was 1994 World Cup. My mom was shy. Yeah, but... Wang Shaya.
And she ever said sorry.
Azambuli.
You don't want to talk about this, ne? You thought you buried it, left it in the past.
Yeah, what does get those questions?
And now you must explain yourself.
Every time.
In that time, I'll phone who's explaining my dong abaz.
I don't know any joke explainer.
Chim, I'm telling you one more thing.
Yeah.
The other scar.
Langa wang pa skill. Ngipusha umosko nyauthi yam ngawa ngashanga isandazi
mbu. Ubuso bakho jo?
Langa yazi ubuso bami bupis jamas.
Ngobupis
blind.
But you hate it when people bring up old things.
Old things, especially if you meet schoolmates. But yeah, we akhumbula bo fail mani nya. Yiphela ke fail me fail mina.
Fail mina. So ngifike and I must explain myself mina.
Why should I want to explain? Like ngimdala manje. Like I don't know when was primary school.
And sidlulile lapho man.
Na manje.
What were some of those things you thought you had buried, putting aside? Like
no, for me it's exes.
Exes.
Yo, I
get brought up all the time.
Yo.
But you brought one up. Remember, you were saying, oh.
In passing.
You said on air.
But we don't need to go back there and dwell there. Says Luli.
But you loved him though, ne?
Like of course I did.
Yeah, and you guys were.
That's what the president should have said. So, Jobakla, 1.2 The president should have just said that. I was sharing, Jobakla, 1.2 by Samadrasini.
No, he was being honest. That's the most important thing. So, what are those things that in your life you thought had died or buried, but people keep reminding you of them? Go, Siam, let it go. Oh, already. We hear from you 086 00 00959 when you call voice notes. What's the number? 0736880959.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
This is Kai 959, and we're talking to you, Kai family, this morning about things that have happened in your life that you thought had died down. You buried it in the past, but people keep reminding you of them. For example, long time ago, Kai family, there's a hip-hop group called Naughty by Nature that came to the country.
Yeah. Lava Basha Yao Tiamu Ngind. Lava Basha Khwaiza. I'm keep busy. So Khwaiza decided to go on stage while Naughty by Nature was performing.
He's listening, fam. Why are you reminding him?
He's my guy.
He's my guy too.
My phone will be ringing. Khwaiza tata microphone. What's that? Mom's up.
So like, imagine every time, what happened to your tooth? Oh, please don't bring this up. Oh, you won't believe. I got punched in the face by Naughty by Nature. Okay, let's leave that. Khwaiza, love you, fam. Opa, what happened, fam?
On the street, on the air.
Hola, Opa.
We love it this morning.
Hey, Tara.
Yeah, all the take offense, like me, actually.
Yeah.
My Opa, I used to date this girl called Oma.
Love it in the morning. Thanks for the call, Oma.
No, my calling could be not true. It's the thing that you love it in the morning. Thank you, Bafit.
Thank you, Altam. Oh, that's classic.
Opara Oma, Bafit.
That's true love right there. Mahatebe, nice to have you back, my queen. How are you?
We love it in the morning.
Morning, guys.
Me too. It was me. I was about 4 or 5 years old. And I was in the soft and I tried the egg.
Yeah.
Okay, listen to this.
I'm a fridge, I didn't bring Kenya, my fridge, Bebanguzo Makanda, Jerry Kandalame, like Maja, Bolega Makanda, it was so Banguza Makanda, Makanda, Sakota. So imagine what they talk was a common Siguza Makanda, Mita, come on, Buffet. Why bring that thing now, Makanda, Dr. Laganji?
It came through on 0636880959. Kolani, you said Davidson, good morning.
Love it in the morning. Someone in school, my papa and spinach. Hey, my cheetah, interesting topic. I will tell you, I'm a former codeman. I'm sorry, I'm a new shy. So today, 10 businessmen. Today, I'm a legitimate entrepreneur pushing the shop. By the end of the day, well, I'm a middle cousin, I'm being explained 3 times. Are you sure? I'm a cousin, are you sure? I'm an idiot, so because people still have the same shoes, doesn't it? Even Maxwell Mundi, on at what they phone, but there's no smoke at the phone, and I was so insane. And now I've got just a plan. I don't do those anymore. But anyway, interesting topic, but that goes on. Never have this question.
Thanks for the call, fam. Let's keep it moving.
Yo, I co important generally, and the bank and Bambayans and Jalo, even my family, like my ex, Sugane, almost 20 years ago. Yeah, almost 20 years ago. Every time I was sidibane nezakwakho phela. Sidibane nezakwakho west part khona basangibiza ngesibongo sakhona. Cabanga nje. Ngithi hayi bo, angina ex mina, i-ex into ye 2 years. After 2 years akusese ex umuntu omaziyo. Ngithi lo king namntwana naye ngibaba womntwana ngazi, mara umuntu engimaziyo. Ngalibeni nje uthi sidibane nezakwakho. Yo, sidibane nomuntu wakho.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Since we're talking about things that happened back in your life, Tyler, long, long, long time ago.
Like Tyler.
Yeah. My friends still remind me of this one woman that I was seeing. It wasn't a relationship. But
that was long
time ago. Why am I beat you? Like, don't say that. No, you can't say that about another person. No, my friends tell me, Joe. Why am I beat you? Why am I beat you? And they'll remind me, ne? Especially when I throw a jab at someone. We're good friends.
That's right.
Dala, what? Dala. No, Loazi, good morning.
On the street, on the air.
Morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, yes.
Yo, yes, guys. One thing I like topic, yes. Nifusa. Back in the day, in high school. Yo, So, no, we see a good soul session, no,
Someone wants to be anonymous.
Why?
Booze and uncle.
Anon.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning, how's it?
I'm fine, my guy. I'd like to remain in anonymous. I come from a rough area, and I moved into a new area. Thank God I met a beautiful young lady, and I'm from Westbury. And I grew up Slangani, so I mean, being into drugs and stuff like that, you know. But now when you get into this area, people think, you know, you come from this rough area, you can get them things and stuff like that, you know. And this happened to me long time ago. I used to be a drug addict, and people constantly bring it up to me and saying, where can they get crack? Where can they get this? Where can they get that? I mean, guys, I'm fighting a constant battle. I've been married for 11 years now, right?
Yeah.
And I'm still fighting it, you know. Sometimes to relapse, it's a small thing. Yeah. Who relapses combined doing that? But people constantly reminding you and bringing you back to this kind of thing, you know. What you know, my God, where can I get raw cocaine? Where can I get raw cocaine?
Yeah.
And you know, you've been fighting that all your life. I'm like, guys, I don't do that things anymore. I'm not that kind of a guy. And I even thought of changing my name, you know, because that's why I've remained anonymous, you know. I got a funny name, you know, and people think, you know, this guy, that guy can hook you up, you know. I'm like, no, guys, I don't do those things. I'm an honest man now. Stakes are higher, you know. I'm a responsible man. I've been married for 11 years now.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't do those things, man, you know. Thanks for the great show, guys. You know?
Thanks,
but people stop reminding us of where we come from, what we were, you know. We are better men now, you know.
You see, get serious like that, just like this, ne? Because this is the struggle that he goes through every day. Organize, please.
Hey, man. Angisazenzi lento lezi.
Ooh, kind of family you talking?
Yes, like mawuhlangana nama school friends wakho baloku bakhumbuza uyakhumbula utshela los friends mas and wena ngaleso sikhathi lo muntu ufuna nokumbribe ukuthi angaze ayithi vu bona abasayibambile emafayelini wabo yini kanti come on guys, can we move on? Hi man, thina abanye sindlulile lapho, asifuni ukubuyiselwa emuva. Naloyo muntu loyo angimazi, angaze ngammida, please ningaloku ningibuyisele emuva.
Bafethu, mina ngikhule ngegama elibizwa Goloi. Waye bengibiza Goloi ngengathi sidlala ibhola ngesikolo benganakhok singadlala ngerifu. Hayi, bengibaleke flankini. So leli gama lasuka lapho bathi Goloi. Anami ngazama ukuli-improvise, asibiza noko VR6 nanana. So manje senginafothi. Hey, la bantu basangibiza kanjalo. That time ngihamba nengcosisi abathi Goloi.
I don't know why, and I changed it less fun. I don't know what's going on.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Okay, family, on this Monday morning, just in case you've just joined us, we were talking about things happened in your life, like back in the day you thought you'd died down or buried, but people keep reminding you, ne? Your stories have been amazing this morning, Kai family. Your voice notes. Okay, let's wrap it up.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
With me, it has to be my baby daddy. And I always remind people, go to, guys, he's not an ex. We are just related to the same kids. Yo, also about, yo, obone no muntoko. Saya twas, obone no muntoko. Eh, move out to gupi gupi, gupi. Like, guys, I don't care. It's been more than 5 years. I couldn't care less what was going on. Let it go.
Back in 2014, I was part of a TV show, SAPC One, called Take Me Out, South Africa. Hey, I don't know what happened. I still get reminded by people, but hey, man, I'm so Take Me Out. To a point, they even call me Take Me Out nowadays. So I don't like that, but now I'm grown. But back in then, I was still in Sasemnane, you know. First year, Vasiji, no, I still call it my naibo.
Hey guys, with me, I couldn't pronounce S and Z. It was and V. So at least I taught myself now I can pronounce them. But when I go home, oh, you'll hear the guys calling me Evukwa, Evukwa, Mbuvi, Mbuvi. And it annoys me.
On the streets, on the air.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
On Kaya 959.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.